Howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome to The Question Block. This is Nintendo Oki's video game trivia podcast where we ask some questions, talk about a whole bunch of random stuff, and then we put somebody in the hot seat. I am your host, Tony, and joining me, as he does every week, we've got Shelby.
You know, I've never had an inhaler before, but when I hit the button on this thing, I just kind of feel like I'm breathing an aerosol.
I imagine it's probably a weird feeling.
Do I sound weird?
You sound a little sick.
A little sick? Okay, well, I was a lot sick this week, so if anyone's wondering, well, wait, it's going to be 2 weeks ago by the time people are hearing. Gosh darn it, we got this time thing again. Oh, gosh, it's happening again.
I imagine halfway through the show, Shelby is just going to go silent because he has no voice.
My doctor told me I was on my way to pneumonia. And,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was just allergies, too. So it just got really bad really quick. So
yeah, let's not have pneumonia on the show.
I would rather not, but you know, no, I can make no guarantees. But I got an antibiotic, a steroid, and an inhaler, you know, so I've got the three sacred treasures helping me fight off pneumonia or something.
Fantastic.
Like that.
Yeah, you're over there fighting off pneumonia, and I am fighting a back problem. I did something to my back today, and it is killing me.
Ooh, yeah, that's not good, dude. Back problems are bad.
No, it is not fun at all. If I move the wrong way, it just sends these pains up my spine, and it's not a pretty feeling.
Ooh, that is not good. You need to go lay down.
We should probably get this show on the road before we both end
before
up in
both
the infirmary.
Just die, and there's just nothing but dead silence for the podcast. If we both die while recording it, how did it get posted? That's what I want to know.
That's a very good question. Micah found the lost files, and he posted them for us.
Man, that guy takes the initiative on some of that stuff. That's impressive.
It was very nice of him. Thank you, Micah, for posting this show after we died.
Round one.
Okay, so round one, Shelby, as always, is the music round. You've got the music for us this week. What do we got?
Well, you know, with Persona 4 Arena coming out, I'm kind of into some fighting games at the moment. So I decided I'm just going to do a round of music. It's just fighting games. How about that?
That works. So all the answers are Street Fighter.
No. Maybe some of them, but not all of them. I guarantee no more than one of them are Street Fighter. At most. At worst? Maybe I should check what's in this inhaler. I don't know. AstraZeneca? What does that even mean?
That's like the company that made it.
Oh. So, Bud is someone. Oh gosh, I can't. You know, I thought I could read, but when I see Formoterol Fumarata.
Whoa.
Is that Latin? I don't. Whatever. Fighting game music, song one, now.
Shelby, that gets me in the mood to punch somebody.
That just sounds like PlayStation stinking 90s rock music to me. I don't know about you.
Game that needed a generic rock soundtrack.
Exactly. Like I said, just makes you want to punch people. That's all everybody wanted to do in the 90s, right?
Or I want to, you know, take my skateboard and get down in the swimming pool and start doing some tricks. One of the two.
Yeah, well, this is not that song. So if you do that to this song, you're probably going to have to hit somebody in the head with your skateboard.
That'd be all right, too.
Or turn into some sort of half-man, half-rabbit.
And you might want to roar a little bit.
Yeah. But Bloody Roar 2 is the song... No. Is the game that song is from. I'm okay. I'm going to make it. I promise. But I played this a lot in high school with some friends of mine, and don't really know why, because I don't remember it being that good of a game.
Yeah, it's one of those, I recognize the name, and I can remember playing a fighting game with a bunch of animals, but I don't know if it was Bloody Roar or something else.
Who knows? I mean, that was kind of the time in the 90s where there was, like, people were just making fighters, and they just weren't any good, like, Wu-Tang style or whatever that one was. Ugh.
Yeah.
Like, it's Mortal Kombat, but with rappers. 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 I can't say that word.
Not Raptors.
Nope. That would be, wow, that would be a great game, though. Okay.
Wu-Tang versus the Raptors.
Don't, oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, Donnie. Don't do that.
I think I almost literally killed you there, Shelby.
Don't be funny, please.
Sorry.
This should be the most boring show ever, because I may die. All right, song two. Here we go.
That's definitely on the opposite end of the sound spectrum from that other.
It's a little more mellow, and by little, I mean pretty much all the more mellow, but, you know, you gotta balance it out, dude. You can't have all, it can't all be, you know, bleeding and screaming, you know?
It's true. That one sounds more like, you know, I'm ready for an adventure now. I wanna just, you know, go out and, you know, save the world.
It does kind of make me feel like some sort of RPG, like I'm in some sort of epic battle or something, but...
It does, but it does this bit. Is not an RPG category.
I don't know, but some of these character designs kind of look like it.
Are they very... Final Fantasy-ish?
There's not a lot of feathered hair and zippers, but just a lot of, like, kind of no sleeves and, like, or way too many sleeves or something like that.
Are there
that,
a lot of buckles?
There are a lot of buckles, a lot of buttons, too. So
that's close to Final Fantasy.
Yeah, like, so many buckles, you may catch fire.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
No. Or do you?
No, that would be a calamity.
Dang it. That was good. Blaze Blue Calamity Trigger. Now, I mentioned Persona 4 Arena was kind of the inspiration for this round, and definitely Blaze Blue be made by Arc Systems. Wait, Arc Systems Works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Persona game is kind of based off of this fighting engine, isn't it?
Right, it's going to be the same kind of style. I always get Arc System Works and Arc Music Factory confused. You know who Arc Music Factory is?
No.
They're the people that did the Friday song with Rebecca Black.
Oh, I hate that song.
Why?
It's bad.
You're a bad person.
Why, yes, I am.
Why do you hate Fridays, Tony?
Actually, I love Fridays.
Well, there you go. See, what's your problem?
Oh, man, you got me.
Yeah, dang right I did. Don't you forget it.
I've never played Blaze Blue, but I've actually seen it and thought it looked interesting, and I thought about picking it up, and there was that the DSiWare game, right. Blazy Blue, which was based off of this, just kind of a chibi version of these characters. So it's one of those franchises that looks interesting, but it's not one I've ever gotten into.
Yeah, I haven't played it either, but I've definitely been trying to find a copy for cheap because I need to get ready for Persona 4 Arena. But let's move on here for song number 3. I'm going to play that one right now. Thank you.
We were mentioning earlier when we were talking about Bloody Roar that I had played some fighting game with animals in it. This is actually the game that I remembered, not Bloody Roar.
You said something about something versus raptors. That may have been this game, so who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, while we were listening to the music, I was doing a search and I found some screenshots. This is the game. I can remember that monkey. That's the monkey. The character I always picked was that giant monkey.
You just like farting in people's faces, don't you?
Wario's a good character.
Whoa. That's multiple fighting games where farting is a move. It's a trend now. Official.
It is.
Should be a Wikipedia entry for that. But the game you just heard was Primal Rage. So, speaking of...
Not to be confused with that Edward Norton movie, Primal Fear.
Or not to be confused with Edward Norton.
That's true.
As the Hulk. Who is so, all man. Kinds of primal.
We're making all kinds of connections with this.
It's like a web of intrigue and bad smells. I don't know.
Now the question is, how do we fit Kevin Bacon into all of this? You can't do it.
No, it can be done.
We're not going to try, though.
Okay, well, you raised the question, then you killed it, so it's all on you.
Okay, people out there on the internet, now that they have a little bit of time, figure out how to connect Kevin Bacon to Primal Rage.
Round two.
Yeah, moving on to round two. This category is called Games That Suck. And this is a category that was actually given to me by Shannon. So these are all questions that he wrote a while back from during the first season of the question block. And so we're bringing them out now.
Okay.
Question four. The unique use of analog sticks left your DualShock beaten and your brain's itching for more in this game that sucks.
I'll be honest. I can't quite process everything you just said.
Well, it's a PlayStation 2 game.
Okay.
You play as a bug.
Okay. Oh, wait. Okay. I got you. I'm still on fighting games for some reason, but this is not a fighting game.
We're past fighting games.
This is... Okay. See, yeah, I know the game now. I know what you got going on.
It's a game where you're actually trying to go and suck blood off of people.
Yeah, this is a... Games That Suck is the category name, right?
Yes.
I've never played this, but I have heard of the game, and it didn't look like it was all that great to me.
It doesn't look like it's all that great to me, but it's one of those that just looks weird enough that you have to own anyway.
Yeah, it's like a very Japanese game. I don't know how the heck it ever came out over here, but Mr. Mosquito is the game.
Mr. Mosquito. Yeah. It does. It's just weird looking, but I've got to have it.
You're a mosquito flying around a house, and you're just sucking blood from these people. I don't. How'd that get made? Who wrote that design doc?
Somebody in Japan.
What were their rejected possibilities? That's the weird thing.
Mr. Tick.
And that's all I got. A little too fast. Were you involved with this?
I don't think so.
All right, well.
I didn't get any money from that.
You may have got robbed.
It's quite possible. All right, question five. Get on the ball and stop the black hole that will literally suck you up in the last stage of this game that sucks.
On the ball. I'm thinking Monkey Ball.
Not Monkey Ball.
Not Monkey Ball?
No, those games are good.
Yeah, usually they are. I'm trying to think of what other games are on balls.
I can't... there's black holes in Super Mario Galaxy, and you're on a ball in one of those levels.
There's like a black hole power in one of them, like Mega Man 9?
Yeah, there's that. But there's no ball in Mega Man 9 that you are in.
There's those big balls you ride on in Trials Evolution, or Trials HD.
It's true.
I know there's a black hole in that, though.
We need to think PlayStation, though.
Okay. I don't know. I got nothing, Tony.
Beautiful Katamari.
Oh, yeah. I never finished. I didn't get very far in that one. I didn't. It was all downhill after Katamari Damacy, in my opinion.
Was it?
Yeah, I beat that one. I beat, We Love Katamari, or We Heart Katamari, however they say it. And then, yeah, it was a law of diminishing returns on that, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's one of those franchises that people really want to come back and have a really good game, though. they still like it, even if it is one of those that seems to kind of get worse a little bit as you go along.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't either. So, question 6. Game Master Arena has sucked you into a retro digital world. Now your only hope of escape is to complete his many challenges in this game that sucks.
Carnival Games on the Wii?
No, that is just a game that sucks.
Okay, that's not specifically this game that sucks, just a game that sucks.
Yes.
So, there's mini games?
This is a DS game, I believe.
Okay.
That you play a bunch of old retro 8-bit style. These are like full games that is in this too, and they're really, really, really hard.
Retro Game Master?
Retro Game Challenge.
Really? That's a game that sucks? I thought that game was pretty good.
Well, it's just that he sucks you into a world, I guess, is what.
Oh, he doesn't mean the games are bad. Okay. Wow, levels. That Shannon guy, he's
a thinker.
He's not heavily medicated at the moment like I am, so he can probably think clearly.
It's true.
Dang him.
He does have the benefit of not being on, you know, pharmaceuticals.
Man, you would think steroids would make you, you know, better. Like, maybe make you able to lift a car. Instead, I can't stink and spell the word state.
Yeah, they make baseball players better, so why don't they make, you know, us better?
I don't know. I think I got, like, the anti-steroids or something. I think I got roid stares or whatever.
Well, that's not good.
I don't even know what that means.
Round 3.
So we'll move on to round 3. You want me to go ahead and read these questions since you're medicated?
No, you know, I think I'm pulled off. It may be more fun this way. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
But round 3 this week is fighting game... Nope. No, it's not. Nope. Maybe you should read this off. I don't know, Tony. This is bad. Collectible rhymes. So I've been wanting to write some more rhymes lately. So these are all games that have collections outside of it you can build that will help your, you know, presence in the game.
Okay. I was going to say, that sounds interesting, and I've probably got some experience with some of these games.
Question 7. These pint-sized prisoners need your help to punch back. Your portal of power is the presence they lack.
I love this game.
I kind of gave it away with the question right there, but I got carried away with the P sound.
Yeah, I think the portal of power pretty much gives that question away.
Maybe not. Maybe people don't know that the portal of power is used in Skylanders. Wait. Well, they do now.
They do now, because you told us.
Man, I'm glad I am not Alex Trebek today. I would be blowing Jeopardy.
Yes, you are talking about the figures from Skylander Spyro's Adventure.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's like the old question block where I'm not supposed to say the answers, because...
We'd have to completely re-record the show.
We would just have to, like, make a new show. So how about we just move on to question 8, where maybe I won't give away the answer right away. The ever-gazing eye watches the cards as you play. The ruling it passes, you have no choice but to obey. Now see, this one has a little more subtle hints worked into the clue there.
I do see the hints.
You see the hints.
I see where you're going.
You see it?
I see it.
You get to see it? Eye
with
watching.
Eyes, yes.
The Eye of Sauron. So Lord of the Rings Online. Good job, Tony.
I don't think that's the correct answer.
Are you sure? I wrote the question. You arguing with me?
I am, because I have the answer here as well.
What's your answer say?
Eye of Judgment cards.
Oh, yeah, the Eye of Judgment cards. Okay, well, yeah, I guess that would work too. But the Eye of Judgment, you know, the PlayStation Eye does kind of look like the Eye of Sauron, or at least Penny Arcade seemed to think it does.
Well, I can see that.
Alright, question 9. When faced towards each other, these cards give fight or flight. They don't do much else except keeping me up all night.
they have caused you much sorrow, Shelby.
It's just getting worse, and it's like spreading to everyone else as well.
Yeah, because I went out while we were out today, and I bought the strategy guide for Kid Icarus just to get those AR cards.
Yep, Kid Icarus Uprising AR cards.
So I spent $20 to get 3 cards and got a free strategy guide out of it.
I've done the same. I'm not proud of it.
And you know what's bad is Michael was looking for that, and I saw there is another copy of that at GameStop.
But did he not get it? He said he was going to.
He did not pick one up while we were out.
I think he said something about buying more Legos or something, too, so...
Yes, he did.
That guy's got problems, too.
The Kid Icarus Uprising AR cards have kept you up many nights, I think.
They have, actually. They kept me up really late the other night.
Combined with steroids, it just is not good for you.
You would think I would just be able to, like, make them appear with my mind, at this point, just because all this medication in my head. This doesn't make any sense. I got no idea where I'm going with this.
We're going to move on to round four in the hot seat.
Round four.
It is time for round four. It's the hot seat. Shelby, we've got a special guest in the seat this week.
Like an actual special guest, not all those fake special guests we usually pull.
It's not just you or me sitting in the hot seat. We have Alex Noisy from Gaijin Games. How are you, Alex?
I'm just totally awesome. How are you guys?
Oh, doing wonderful. Are you ready for this?
I don't know, man. I make no promises, but I'm going to do my best.
It's called the hot seat for a reason, so, you know, don't worry about sweating it.
Well, this seat is hot.
Your category that you chose was strange games that actually made it to the United States.
Right. So I think I just said strange games, it would be, you know, it's too much.
Yeah, you can't give us that much room. Yeah.
Exactly.
So these are probably mostly going to be games that were really popular in Japan, and people didn't really know if they were going to come out over here, but they actually did. So let's get right into it. Your first hot seat question. And just like we have been doing, we've got an easy one, a medium one, and a kind of hard one. So we're going to start off with an easy one, I think.
Do I have any lifelines, or can I sneakily check the internet or anything while I'm doing this?
You have time.
We can't police Google, but we do discourage it. But, you know, if you can sneak it in there, you know, power to you.
Nah, I'm not going to do that.
You're on the honor system.
Okay. All right.
All right. So, question one. After your dad destroys all the stars in the sky, it's the objective of this game to replace the cosmos with items you roll together on Earth.
Come on. This must be the hard one. Katamari Damacy.
It is Katamari Damacy.
Yeah. See, his hot seat's off to a way better start than yours, Tony.
Yeah, don't remind me.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was the easy one, though. So, you know, you kind of got an idea of what to expect now. So it's only going to get harder from here, hopefully.
All right. I like this game.
Yeah, Katamari Damacy is awesome. That's great, great soundtrack.
Yeah. See, I've seen a lot of videos from Katamari, but I don't have a lot of experience with it because I didn't have a PlayStation early on.
Oh, wow. You know, I think even the new ones, they're still pretty good. You're going to miss a lot of the early wackiness. Like that first one got into some seriously wacky territory with the cutscenes and stuff. So if you can play that one, it would probably be the best. But they're all good. You should do it.
I will check them out because it's one of those series that I have wanted to play. I just haven't ever actually picked up the games yet.
Tony, we're totally going to listen to the soundtrack today.
We totally have a guy that knows that has like, you know, 15 shrink wrapped copies of that game with like a $2 price sticker on them, Tony. So we can hook you up. Don't worry about it.
There you go.
I'll give you $2 and you can get me a copy of it.
Wait, hey, you give me $2, okay, sure. Micah would just give you one, but whatever, I'll take the money.
Oh, there you go. All right, question two. This PlayStation exclusive RPG was actually a thinly veiled take on the console war that starred a representation of a Sega console that was never released.
Oh, no.
A lot of big words in there.
See, so this is a PS1 game, RPG.
No, this is a PS3 game.
Oh, PS3 game. RPG based on a console that was never released.
A Sega console, specifically.
This isn't because that was like Sega Saturn. That Sega Gaga or whatever that game is called. Jeez, I don't know. All right, wait. Oh.
Break it down. Give us your thought process. Think out loud.
No, I'm just trying to think of like screenshots and weird, goopy. And it made it over here? I don't know. Tell me.
Hyperdimension Neptunia.
I'm writing that one down.
Have you never heard of this game?
No, man. This is the medium question?
It was the medium question.
What do I win if I get two out of the three?
Our everlasting respect.
What do I win if I only get one out of the three?
Luigi's Mansion.
The game actually took place in a world called Game Industry, all one word. Mm-hmm. and each there were four major gods, and each of them, one was based on the Wii, one was based on the 360, another one on the PS3, and then there was one based on the Sega Neptune, which never actually came out.
There's all kinds of weird, like, personifications of consoles over in Japan. I've seen pictures, you know, just... The internet's a dangerous place, folks. That's all I'm going to say.
I can't believe this made it.
But it gets even weirder, though, because there was actually a sequel that came out here as well that's based on handheld consoles.
Really? There was a sequel?
There was a sequel.
I mean, I understand there was a sequel. A sequel that made it here after the first one?
Yes.
Jeez.
Have you played it?
No, I don't have a PS3. Our friend Micah actually has a copy of the game.
Is it any good?
No.
Oh, that sucks. I'm looking at screenshots of it now.
He said it's not the greatest game in the world. It's fun, but it's definitely broken in a lot of places.
Oh, bummer.
So, all right. So here you go. That was the medium question. Now we're on to the hard question.
All right, I'm screwed.
How's the hot seat feeling so far?
It's getting hotter. Should we just call it a day?
You're batting 500. You're doing good. If this was baseball, you'd be an all-star.
All right. I appreciate the encouragement.
I do what I can.
All right.
Well, you see, even if he gets this next one wrong, if it was baseball, he'd be an all-star batting 333.
There you go.
You guys can't lose this way, so we always feel good.
That's right. In this Sega-published arcade game, you control Japanese Prime Minister Kakue Tanaka and collect gold bars while fending off enemies such as moonwalking Michael Jackson and Olympic athlete Carl Lewis.
Tanaka's Quest.
No.
I just made that up.
That sounds like for a split second, I'm like, oh, is there a title that I don't know about?
Jeez, wait, and so that's an arcade game?
Yes, it was a 1985 arcade game.
And it was, you play as him and you go through, no idea.
The game is called I'm Sorry.
Golly.
Or in Japan known as Gombe's I'm Sorry.
Ah.
If that makes sense.
I would have gotten it if you had given me that hint.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
If you'd have given him the answer, he would have gotten it correct.
Exactly. I'm Sorry, video game. All right.
This was the most obscure Japanese thing that I could find, and I have no idea how it made over here. Apparently one machine or something somehow floated across the Pacific Ocean and landed in California. I don't know.
That's awesome. Wow. Wow, you guys really...
You did it.
You stumped me for sure.
And this is definitely a category that, among my friends, you know, I'm kind of an expert in. But I guess you guys are even more of an expert.
We just have Google and Wikipedia, so, you know.
I guess.
You have those tools. You can be an expert on anything.
You know what? That is tweetable right there. That's nice. It's a nice sentiment. You know, when you're feeling down, you can just remind yourself that as long as you've got an internet connection, you're set.
Yeah. It's a hybrid knowledge of the humankind.
Yeah, exactly.
You did much better than I did. My category a couple weeks ago was Luigi's Mansion, and I got all three questions wrong.
On one game?
On one game.
Come on. Well, they must have been asking you, like, the names of characters and stuff.
No, well, he actually... That was the bonus question, or rather the alternate question. He actually got that right. It was a question about the box art, a question about... Oh, shoot, I can't remember what the questions were now.
Tanaka's song?
Tanaka's song was the hard one, how to find that. And the medium question, what the heck was that one? Oh, when the game released. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have been screwed there, too. Are you like a Luigi's Mansion expert?
That is my favorite game of all time.
Come on.
As of 2 weeks ago, he was a Luigi's Mansion expert. Apparently now I am.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, Luigi's Mansion 2 looks pretty good.
I am very excited for that.
Nice.
That's very awesome. Excited. I'm actually also, if you got a couple of minutes, let's talk about BitTrip Runner or Runner 2.
Sure.
I don't know what you can actually talk about. How's the development of the game going?
Well, it's going pretty awesome in many regards, but like we're trying to take our time with it and make sure that the game gets what the game wants. If that makes sense. And so we're realizing that on this new project, we're kind of not rushing it. So, you know, it keeps kind of slipping a little bit, nothing too major, but it's something new to us to have a game that
that is kind of taking its time coming together.
Yeah.
But I will say that it's worth it. And we're realizing more and more why gigantic companies like Nintendo, especially Nintendo, like they always say, we will release the game when it's done, you know, yeah. And their games are, you know, head and shoulders above most games yeah. in the industry. So it's like, we're realizing like when it's done, that's pretty valid. So we're having a fun time working on it. It's coming together pretty good. And it is a fun game. So what more could you ask for, you know?
That's true. Runner was my favorite of the BitTrip games. Is there anything that's going to be new in this game that you can talk about that we didn't see in the previous one?
There's a lot of new stuff in this game. So obviously there's the new style. If anyone listening has checked out runner2.com, which is our open development blog, we're trying to be as open as possible during the development process and showing people sort of how the sausage is made, if you know what I mean. The art style has changed, so that's very different. The music style has changed. It's not chiptune anymore. The idea behind it is the story transports Commander Video to an alternate reality, sort of. So having an alternate reality that looked and sounded the same didn't really jive for us. So we changed it all up. There's also a bunch of new moves. And we tried not to make it too complex with the button presses, so we didn't add any new button presses. It's just some combos and then some passive moves like loop-de-loops, square-to-squares, speed boosts. There's slide jump, slide kick. There's so many more too. I can't remember. Oh, there's also checkpoints. This is a big one that everyone wants.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, if you were a big fan of Runner, I mean, I can assume you probably wanted checkpoints too. Is this correct?
Oh, absolutely. There were a lot of places, especially in some of those longer levels where I was like, I don't want to do all of this over again.
Right, yeah. So we realized that, you know, and obviously we listen to our fans a lot. That's one of the things that we really like is, you know, having correspondence with our fans. And by and large, they wanted checkpoints. But at the same time, there was another group of our fan base who was like, no way, man, we're super hardcore, no checkpoints. And so what we did is we implemented checkpoints in a way where you can avoid them if you want. You can jump over the little checkpoint thing. And if you do that, then it initiates a challenge where you get a bonus at the end for finishing a level without using the checkpoint.
Nice.
So it's kind of like you get the best of both worlds.
What platforms are we going to see this on? I know the BitTrip games were all on the Wii. I'm assuming it's not going to be coming to WiiWare or anything like that.
No, it's not going to be on the Wii. The Wii, basically, it's just so late in its life cycle. And WiiWare, you know, I don't think that there's a lot of people really using WiiWare anymore. And also, the Wii is just not powerful enough to do this game. It's all in HD. You know, we're pushing a lot of pixels, if you will. You know, it's very intensive on the processors and all of that. So the only two confirmed platforms are PSN and XBLA. However, I will say that we are going to try to put this on every platform possible. So,
awesome.
So, you know, in the coming months, look forward to some reveals, maybe sometime in June, if you know what I mean.
I wonder what
there's something happening in June. So potentially coming to the Wii U later this year.
I would say there's a strong potentially on that. Maybe a potentially with a capital P.
Excellent. Definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for joining us this week, Alex.
Absolutely, it's been a pleasure. And you know, we're always here. Just shoot me an email. Even if we're busy and I kind of don't get back to you for a few days, it's not because I'm ignoring you. It's just because I'm a spaz. So, you know, in the meantime, just keep checking runner2.com. We're going to, you know, do all kinds of exclusive, goofy nonsense on that site as we get closer to launch.
Excellent.
So. And I ignore Tony's emails all the time, Alex, so don't worry about it. It's fine.
He's used to it?
Yeah, he should be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, it was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
We had a blast. Thank you so much.
Thanks, dudes.
We're done with another week. So if you have any corrections that you need to make to the questions, because it seems like that's probably something that's going to happen on a regular basis.
I hope not.
With us, you can send all that to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. If you want to be in the hot seat, send us an email to podcast@nintendo-oki.com with your name and the category that you want to be quizzed on, and we will put you in the hot seat. But that's going to be it for this week, Shelby.
All right. Another one in the bag. Another hot seat extinguished. Another hot seat heatened. That's what I'm going to say. That's the catchphrase.
It seemed like it was a pretty hot seat, too.
It gets there. That joke's never going to get old, or at least I don't think it's going to. So
you'll hear it every week. We'll see everybody again in 7 days.